USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 140 Cubans have been detained or disappeared in a widening crackdown by Cuba's security forces, according to international rights advocates monitoring the aftermath of the anti-regime protests that swept the island nation on Sunday. While demonstrators did not return to the streets of Havana or other cities in force for a second day on Tuesday, tensions remain high in Havana, where security forces have reportedly fanned out across the Cuban capital and are even going door to door searching for organizers of the nation's largest protests in decades. A new inflation report is sending markets into the red, the Dow losing 107 points to close at 34,888 on Tuesday, the S&P losing 15, and the NASDAQ dropping 55 points as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ashley Katana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is getting a neurological condition warning.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Patients reported developing the syndrome after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among more than 12.5 million doses administered. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two Ohio hospital workers are on leave after a transplant patient received the wrong kidney. University Hospital's officials in Cleveland say the kidney is compatible for the person who got it, but the other patient now has their surgery delayed. The mix-up happened on July 2nd, and the hospital is trying to figure out what happened. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As new numbers come out regarding inflation, economists and consumers are beginning to take note.
Inflation continues to haunt the American economy. The consumer price index for used cars, trucks, and food continue to skyrocket. Gasoline is up another 2.5% over the last 30 days. Money Mind Steve Forbes on Fox Business says financial disaster is looming.
Inflation's here for a while. We're getting the whirlwind of what was done last year and the year before. Even before COVID, the Fed was printing too much money. They went on a binge last year, perhaps for understandable reasons, but they overdid it. And then I think everyone's underestimated the huge disruptions, supply chain disruption, when you shut down the global economy. It's not like a light switch. The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
The chain consumer price index for all urban consumers increased 5.3% over the last year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Officials in Minnesota are warning against releasing pet goldfish into waterways. In the city of Burnsville, just outside Minneapolis, a large group of fish have been found in Keller Lake, and residents are believed to be responsible. When goldfish are released, they're considered an invasive species since they're not native and can cause environmental harm by having a negative effect on water quality. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.